Lesson 21. Relapse. Principle 7 says, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer, in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. And step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Think about it. The best ways to prevent relapse can be summarized in the acrostic for relapse. The R in relapse stands for reserve. Reserve a daily quiet time. Principle 7 sums it up best. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer, in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. Mark 14:38 says, watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The E in relapse stands for evaluate. Your evaluation needs to include your physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual health. And don't forget the value of doing a heart check, H-E-A-R-T. Are you hurting, or exhausted, or angry, or resentful, or tense? That's H-E-A-R-T. Hurting, exhausted, angry, resentful, and tense. Special instructions for this step are found in Romans 12, verses 3 to 17. It says, be honest in your estimate of yourselves. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of the good. Love each other. Be patient in trouble. Do things in such a way so that everyone can see you are honest clear through. The L in relapse stands for listen. Listen to Jesus. We need to take time out from the world's rat race long enough to listen to our bodies, to our minds, and to our souls. We need to slow down enough to hear the Lord's directions. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21 we read, test everything that is said to be sure it is true, and if it is, then accept it. And Galatians 6:4, let everyone be sure that he is doing his very best, for then he will have the personal satisfaction of work well done, and won't need to compare himself with someone else. And Isaiah 1:10, listen to the Lord, hear what he is telling you. The A in relapse stands for alone. We need to be alone for our quiet time. Jesus Christ spent time alone with his Father. You need to do the same. Set a daily appointment time to be alone with God. Listen carefully and learn how to hear God. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. The P in relapse stands for plug in. Plug in to God's power through prayer. God's guidance and direction can start when your demands stop. Be specific in your prayer requests. Pray about everything, asking for God's perfect will to be made known to you. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. The S in relapse stands for slow down. Slow down long enough to hear what God is saying. We can become impatient. We want our prayers answered now. We need to remember that our timing can be flawed, while God's timing is perfect. Job 33, verse 33 says, "Listen to me, keep silence, and I will teach you wisdom." And in Philippians 4, 7, "If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus." The final E in relapse stands for enjoy. Enjoy your growth. Rejoice and celebrate the small successes along your road to recovery. Always remember that you're on a journey of several steps. Maintaining an attitude of gratitude is like taking spiritual vitamins. Share your victories, no matter how small, with others in your group. Your growth will give others hope. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, "Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances." This is what God wants from you in your life in union with Christ Jesus. Here are a few final suggestions for preventing relapse. Number one, pray and read your Bible daily. Establish a specific time of day to have your quiet time. Number two, make attending your recovery meetings a priority. Stay close to your support team. Number three, spend time with your family, if they are safe, and if they are not, spend time with your church family. And finally, number four, get involved in service. Volunteer. Relapse question section. Write about it. Question one. What are some of the ways or tools that you have developed in your recovery to prevent relapse? Question 2. Do a heart check right now. H-E-A-R-T. Are you hurting? Or exhausted? Or angry? Or resentful? Or tense? And why? Question 3. Specifically, what do you do when you are hurting? Or exhausted? Or angry? Or resentful? Or tense? Question 4. Rate your listening skills from 1 to 10. 10 being the best. What are some ways that you think you could improve your listening skills with others? What are some ways that you could improve your listening skills with God? Question 5. Describe what a quiet time means to you and why it is important. Question 6. How could you improve your prayer time? Be specific. When do you pray? Where do you pray? Question 7. After you pray, do you slow down long enough to hear God's answer? What does the word meditation in this step mean to you? Question 8. What are some of the other things that you do in your recovery to help you on your journey and prevent relapse? And finally, question 9. I think we all agree that recovery is a joy, but it also requires hard work. What do you do to celebrate your recovery, even the small victories?